The amended ban would prohibit smoking in all workplaces starting next year, but it would not apply to bars and restaurants until 2010. The date was delayed to alleviate concerns of lawmakers who believe an earlier start would hurt businesses in their districts, and possibly hurt them politically. Green Bay Republican Robert Coles voted in favor of the ban because he thinks it's better than the patchwork of local smoking ordinances that exists right now.
It's causing chaos in a number of parts of the state, and it makes sense to have a uniform situation.
But while the proposal cleared committee, members of both parties voted against it. Democratic Senator Pat Kreitlow of Eau Claire was one of those who voted no. He tried to delay the start date of the smoking ban until mid-2011. Kreitlow says 2010 is too soon for the mom-and-pop restaurants and bars in the small towns he represents.
Our local economies sometimes live or die on the backs of just a handful of key entrepreneurs. And if you lose them because your base of customers decides that they'd rather just stay home or go to friends' houses or go to other establishments rather than your own, you've done some real damage to the local economy.
Anti-smoking advocates were also unhappy with the changes to the smoking ban, but for different reasons. Aaron Deppers with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says any ban needs to take effect right away.
When you push a law back into the next session or through the next session or past the next election, what you're doing is you're saying, I don't want to take the hard vote. I don't want to do what's right. I want to do what's easy.
There's no guarantee this plan will ever be debated by the full Senate until critics are on board with any compromise. Even if a smoking ban should pass the Senate, its chances are even less certain in the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.